Students' Book, Unit 2, Lesson 3, Exercise 1. Listen to the podcast about the Ma'adi STEM School in Cairo. Answer the questions. Why don't more girls study STEM subjects? Despite the fact that in most countries there are more girls at university than boys, fewer girls than boys complete STEM university degrees. More girls are in school today than ever before, but they don't always have the same opportunities as boys to choose the education or subjects they want. Too many girls are held back by gender biases, stereotypes, and social norms and expectations which influence the subjects they study. Research has shown that even though girls often get better grades than boys in STEM subjects in lower school, they choose not to carry on studying them later on because they worry they won't be able to follow classes and they will get poor grades. Well, one answer to this is all girls' schools, where it seems that girls are less likely to conform to stereotypes and tend to be more confident about their abilities. One school in Cairo has gone one step further than this. The Ma'adi STEM School for Girls is a school which specialises in STEM. One of its students is Huda Mamdush, a 17-year-old girl from the Nile Delta. Like most teenagers, she loves playing sport and listening to music. But what makes her different is the scientific research she is doing at school. Last May, she and two other students took third place in an international science and engineering fair, where 1,600 of the best and brightest students in the world had presented their ideas. Together, these girls have found a way to purify drinking water using 24% less energy than typically used. Huda says what they study there is far more interesting than in her old school. She says, "We do real research. Here, everyone's a teacher and everyone's a student." The aim of the school is to raise a generation of critical thinkers and leaders. Certainly, the girls at Ma'adi seem inspired and motivated to become the next leaders. Huda's ambition after she graduates is to find a cure for Alzheimer's disease, a disease which affects the brains of older people.